Colin, I've had to get him for my work because the guy up the road nearly reversed into the motor.
Aye.
Aye, but the guy for banks came out and he's like, oh, I need to do a few inspections and everything. And he's saying, oh, we're not liable, no, that's Hankett's away.
Are you kidding me? Oi, the car, tell me.
Colin, you want to see where he's going on? He's like, looking down, he's like, look at your garden, no, that's he's saying.
When's it?
He's out the new. And he's coming away with all this, oh, it's the way that your car's been parked. Your car's not been fully parked in the driveway and all this. I can't get away with this, mate.
Listen, it doesn't have to be in the driveway. It could be a middle road park. I'm legally, I'm insured, I'm tagged.
You might talk to my man. I'll talk to him.
Hello, is this the owner of the car?
Listen, are you serious?
Hang on. Before you carry on, who is this?
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Mr. George, I work for...
Right, all right, Mr. George. Is that car insured and taxed?
This is not the issue here, sir. You're trying to claim...
I think it is, because you can park the car anywhere.
No, I think you're wrong, sir, because if your car hadn't been where it was, if it had been parked properly, then none of this would have happened.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I've done this for a long time, and I can see a scam a mile off, and this looks to me, sir, like a scam. I've been doing this for 25 years, man and boy.
25 years? Mate, that would have helped.
If the car had been parked properly, then none of this would have happened. You actually should be liable for my client for the damage to his car. I'm standing in your garden, which could do with a bit of work. I was just saying to you, was it your son I was speaking to there?
I'll tell you what, mate, come back at 5 o'clock, right?
That's not. That's not going to happen,
you
sir.
I'm not.
I think you should be less worried about, you know, who's responsible here and more about getting your garden in order. I mean, when I heard I was having to come to Soulcoats, it was bad enough. Stand in this pit of a place. Oh, it's the other guy's fault. He didn't have his... The car was parked perfectly. The car wasn't parked perfectly, so you're lucky that the more damage wasn't done.
The you talk, mate.
I find your tone deeply offensive.
I find you really deeply offensive too, pal. Because your previous job a plumber or something.
While I'm here, sir, your windows could do with a good wash as well, but that's another matter. You could
what's
probably do with a good wash too.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Mr. George. Mr. George, yes, from the insurance company.
What's your job detail? Your job title of your mobile?
I'm a claims officer, sir. I have been for 25 years, man and boy. Are you deaf as well as stupid? I told you this earlier on. You've been rumbled. It's a scam. You've been rumbled and you're not going to get your money.
What's your number? You've not given me a number. What's your phone number?
Do you want the work address?
Oh, I want your phone number. I want your...
Well, you're going to phone me up in the middle of the night?
What's your phone number? Your work phone number?
Take me to the dancing. You're going to take me to the metro for a wee rave. How about, Colin, if I told you that Ian has actually set you up to be on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad?
Eh?
If I've told you that Ian was setting you up to be on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad...
Yeah,
could
be on.
Sorry, Colin. On the plus side, you're still going to get the car insurance, so if it is a scam, don't tell anyone, all right? Because I'll hear you. I'm sure it's not.
Oh, this one, George, I'm sorry, okay.
Sorry, Colin.
Oh, brilliant, mate.
Speak to you later, guys.
Super.